League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two here of FST and FNTSY Radio Fantasy Sports Today. We touched on a number of topics in hour number one, including pitching. In this hour, I'm going to go through the best pitchers over the last month in fantasy baseball, and then you guys can decide whether or not you want to sell high or keep the guy on your roster. Also on this edition of the show, we're going to mix in a little NBA in the second hour of the program. Hot and cold hitters as well. It's time for a little fantasy sports today here on FNTSY. And hour number two starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy sports today.
Well hit, down the left field. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three.
Price and Dennis Eckersley, are we really doing this again? These guys arguing with each other and just yelling at clouds again? Why? Thought this was put to bed already. Let's be clear. David Price, great pitcher. Dennis Eckersley, Hall of Fame reliever. You're always going to have this dynamic between the announcers and the players. This is going to happen all the time where they're going to hear something they don't like. They're going to take offense to it. And I can understand them getting pissed because they are kind of the broadcaster for the team. Matt Modica is with us. What kind of pitchers do you have right now that are on the rise in terms of fantasy or players that you've noticed that seem to be doing a lot better?
You have to look at Yu Darvish as somebody that was, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I wrote that this year for the preseason, what to expect from him. But he's really turned it around the last nine starts. His walks to nine is two. He's got a whip under one. We all know he's talented and stuff like that. He's on a good team. So he's somebody that maybe if you bought low on or he was dropped in one of the shallower formats, picked him up. That was a good deal here.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two of our show here on this Thursday. As we got an hour to go, we send it over to Full Time Fantasy, by the way, coming up at the top of the hour. And we got a full slate of baseball happening, games going on right now. We're going to get to that in a minute. We'll also talk about some pitchers that are doing very well. It's like a pitching Thursday theme, I suppose. And we'll mix in some other topics here on this show, some Netflix stuff, some NBA stuff. First hour, we go hot and heavy with baseball because, honestly, and this is just based on listening habits of anybody that's listening to a radio show or a podcast, I recognize that the odds of you as the listener listening to me for 2 hours are slim. You want to listen to my baseball opinions in all likelihood, but you also want to be able to listen to it in little pieces as opposed to having to sit down and listen to 2 hours of a show. And I get it. So we kind of like to mix it up here a little bit with baseball, other sports, pop culture, and hopefully you guys are subscribing to this and listening to it as much as you possibly can, because we definitely appreciate the support. There's no doubt about that. Before we get back into some live updates here, and we do have three runs in one game and one run in another, so I'll touch on that in just a sec. I wanted to at least give my little two cents here on this kind of sad story that I read this morning about Jerry Sloan. Now, Jerry Sloan, former coach of the Utah Jazz, was arguably their best coach in their history. I think that's pretty easy to say. And also, one of the most likable coaches, I think, at the point where he was taking the Utah Jazz to Western Conference championships, especially in the 90s. And I think that's where his heyday was. Now, you may ask what's going on with him. Why am I mentioning this? Well, there was a story this morning about how Sloan is suffering from dementia and Parkinson's disease. And it just seems as though the writing may be on the wall that his health isn't very good. We may not have him around for a lot longer. I don't know if that's 5 years, 2 years, or even a month. I just have no idea. And it made me think, just to kind of send this little tribute to him. And, you know, Chris is an NBA fan, so certainly, Chris, your opinion is I don't know if you watched the NBA in the 90s, though. That your age is a factor here in this one. So how old are you?
The 90s was possibly my favorite era of NBA basketball.
Okay, so that was the years, the Michael Jordan six championship years. Three, and then a year off, and then three more. And among those years, I've kind of, this isn't a you make the call. Maybe we could have put it as you make the call. But Jordan, in general, once he got to the NBA Finals and got through the Pistons, wasn't really challenged all that much in the NBA Finals. But the one team I think that did maybe challenge him the most were the Utah Jazz, I think. But I don't know. And Chris, you certainly can weigh your opinion on here for me, because those days in the NBA were days that I watched every single game, and I watched I remember where I was watching these games too. But the challengers, if I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me here, were the Jazz with Malone and Stockton, Portland with Drexler, and I don't even know, Terry Porter, I guess, was on that team, Kevin Duckworth, Phoenix with Charles Barkley, and then but the Lakers were that first year, and they were like a mash unit, I think, at that point. I think they had a lot of injuries. Seattle, yeah, I forgot about that. Peyton and Kemp on those Seattle teams. So which of all of those challengers gave Jordan the best fight in the championship? I think it was probably Utah. I feel like when he hit that shot over Byron Russell and then retired, that was, or was it Brian Russell? I always get it mixed up. But either way, Brian Russell. I feel like that was that was his last shot, but I also feel like that was his greatest challenge. Utah kind of fought them a little bit. So, yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, I have to agree with you. I think the Seattle Supersonics were technically the best team out of all those, because they were the number one seed coming out of the West that year, but that 96 team was, of course, the same team that won like 72 games. So I got to agree with you. I think it was the 1998 Jazz that had the best chance to win the Bulls. Not the 97 team, because that was the year that Jordan had the flu game. I think that year was a washout for the Jazz. The year after, I think, was their shot to win it all.
And what was interesting is that Jordan never, if I'm not mistaken, didn't go up against Houston, who ended up winning those championships when Jordan was gone. And I think Houston, of all the teams, was probably the best. But ironically, that's when Jordan retired to play baseball, and then he came back. So anyway, a little off-topics discussion to some NBA. But coming up next, we'll dive into more baseball. We'll be back with more hot and cold hitters after this. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish here with you. As we got a little Public Enemy here on the show, too. We're really mixing in the old school hip-hop here. I'm very impressed, Chris. A lot of good stuff there from you. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm impressed with that. Here's why I'm depressed. I cannot believe that I cut Matt Beattie in fantasy on the weekend. Why did I do that? I cut Matt Beattie. He hit a home run today against the Phillies. You know how big those are in NL-only leagues when you have no one else to play? And I was so dumb. That could end up being one of the worst moves I made all season long. How was I to know an hour later Chris Taylor would get hurt in the Sunday night game and be out for the year? I didn't know that, but Beattie has come up, and of course he's hit, because everybody who the Dodgers call up hits. I should have known that from the very beginning, and I didn't, and I made a mistake. I, even as somebody who's supposed to be an expert, I make mistakes too, and I'm willing to call myself out on that one, for sure. And that's indeed the case. Phillies and Dodgers right now are tied at one. We're going to do a full scoreboard and a full preview coming up in about 10 minutes from now. To give you just a quick update here, Dodgers are on top of Philadelphia 2-1. Back-to-back home runs from Matt Beattie and Kiki Hernandez. Beattie's fourth, Hernandez's 15th. And the Phillies got a double from Kingery and then a sacrifice fly from Bryce Harper. So Aaron Nola already with two home runs given up. And Ross Stripling also with a run and three hits in an inning. Marlins on top of the Padres 2-1. Miami has two hits from Neil Walker and a run driven in. Caleb Smith, three innings pitched, one earned run, two walks, four strikeouts. Denelson Lamet, two innings pitched, two runs, but none earned, two walks and two strikeouts. Again, 2-1 Miami. Blue Jays and Red Sox are underway. We're warming up in Kansas City with the White Sox and Royals, and then the rest of the games are later, but we'll preview those coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Top five pitchers in the last 21 days in terms of earned run average. Here is your list of five. I would tell you that there's no possible way that anybody, if you would have asked at the beginning of the season, give me the top five ERA guys over a month, there would be maybe two of these guys on the list. I could see that. I could see people guessing two, taking a shot. No way you would guess the other ones. One of them, of course, is Young, who I just talked about with Matt Modica on Arizona. That's fine. One with him. Here are the other ones. Zach Davies, .55 earned run average at the top. Aaron Nola, .65 earned run average is number two, although that's going to go up. He already gave up two runs today. Mike Fiers of Oakland. Fiers is able to put together. He's like the streakiest pitcher. He'll have these great starts, and then he just has these bad ones too. But, man, in a short window, this guy gets it done. .89 earned run average for Mike Fiers. Chris Paddock, .93 earned run average. That, of course, includes his game last night against Miami. And then Young's ERA, .96. So those are the top five there. I think of those five in regular leagues, both keeper and moving forward, I think I probably would prefer Paddock, even though I don't see him throwing that much in September. But I really... I've seen a lot of pitchers throw in person this year. I think that he was arguably, for me, the most impressive one. He was great. And again, I've seen thousands and thousands of games of Major League Baseball. I still have never seen a no-hitter. I thought that I was going to have it last night. Perfect game through five. And then into the sixth, that was lost. No-hitter into the eighth. And then Starlin Castro hit the home run. You asked me this question. What happened after Castro hit the home run in the game I was at last night? I left. I left the stadium. That was it. For me, unless something historical is going to happen or I'm not there for work, it's time to go. Eight innings of baseball plus being there pregame a lot of times is plenty for me. All right, hot and cold hitters. In fantasy, we usually do this Thursday or for Friday. Got a little bit of a list put together here for you. Guys that you need to have in all leagues right now. Every league got to be active for you. Pick them up if they're out there on the waiver wire. Activate them if you don't have them active. Targeting them in some leagues, that's a little bit more complicated, but we'll get into that as well. We'll start off with Keston Hiura of the Milwaukee Brewers. Boy, Milwaukee made the right decision calling him back up. Poor Travis Shaw's got to sit in the minors. But Hiura, 14 for 23. With a .609 batting average over the last couple of weeks. Keston Hiura, man, he is... I don't know how well he plays defense because I haven't seen him play enough, but his offense is good enough to carry him for a long time. Is he a top five second baseman already in fantasy next year? Maybe so. 14 for 23, .609. Tyler O'Neill of the St. Louis Cardinals is getting all kinds of opportunities to play because of injuries and ineffectiveness. Bader, Fowler, Ozuna. And St. Louis has seven outfielders, but they really have none. O'Neill, 10 for 20 with four home runs. All it is with O'Neill is being healthy, really. And if you don't know who Tyler O'Neill is, he is a very big, built individual. Workout type guy. He's got guns, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't have the dad bod. He's a workout fiend. And Tyler O'Neill can hit some home runs. If this guy ever got over to the American League and was a DH, he's hitting 40 bombs. But anyway, he's come up. He's hit four home runs for St. Louis, and so they're certainly happy with him. And in fantasy, hopefully you've been able to capitalize on the majority of his home runs and power, etc. Raimel Tapia is a name that we've been hearing for a couple of years. He's an outfielder with the Colorado Rockies, maybe sitting out there in a 10-team or 12-teamer. Tapia, 9 for 22, .409. Ian Desmond can't hit righties at all. David Dahl is banged up again. There's a real chance that this is the first time Raimel Tapia is going to get some legit playing time. And I would take the shot there. I really would. Tapia, to me, has speed. He has athleticism. He plays defense. And if the Rockies start falling out, they're going to start playing him a lot more. They're going to want to see him. And obviously, David Dahl can never stay healthy. So Tapia is certainly another name to look at. Pablo Sandoval on the flip side. Here are your cold hitters, folks. Cold, cold hitters. This shouldn't come as any shock, but I guess with the Giants playing so well, you would think that everybody is hitting. No, not the case. Pablo Sandoval, 2 for 25, with a batting average of .080. That's going to hurt. Joey Votto of the Cincinnati Reds, also in his last 25 at-bats, three hits. Boy, I don't know what is going to happen with Joey Votto. I made a wacky suggestion last year. I would make it again this year. Would an American League team like Houston be willing to take him on if Cincinnati was able to, you know, defer some of that? If Cincinnati ate some of that salary, what would Votto look like at first base for the Astros? Gurriel's a free agent after this year. Would they go down that road? I don't know. He's been a Cincinnati guy. It's curious. So those are your hot and cold hitters in fantasy, and also your hot pitchers in fantasy as well. What do you guys have on tap for the evening times? Well, I can tell you that what I'll be watching on Netflix over the weekend, one of my favorite series is Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Now, I will say this, Netflix usually releases about 10 of these. Not all 10 are funny, in my opinion. I've watched the last couple seasons, and usually about half of them are really good, a couple more are watchable, and then a couple I just am like, I'm done after 5 minutes. I will say this, Eddie Murphy, rarely on television or movies doing anything. That will be one episode that I will be watching this weekend. I think they come out tonight at midnight, so that means my Friday nights will be spent watching that on Netflix for sure. In addition, by the way, to watching The Lion King comes out this weekend. So I have something to do with my son, with no baseball being in South Florida. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the live scoreboard in baseball and also give you the schedule in baseball. 2 o'clock Eastern, full-time fantasy coming your way. Stay tuned for that. I'm Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today on FNTSY Radio, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The morning after.
Baker freaking Mayfield is essentially now calling out the New York Giant organization and the New York Giant fan base. For fans that actually care, yo, bro, you play for the Cleveland Browns. You guys haven't won a division title since the division realignment in 2002. Zero division titles. You got nothing.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish back with you here on FNTSY Radio as we get you ready for full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. 30 minutes to go on this show. We'll be back tomorrow at noon live, noon to 2 Eastern. Howard Bender from Fantasy Alarm is going to be with us for the first couple segments tomorrow. He's confirmed. Of course, we'll have some other guests as well. As always, if you want to dial up the show, here's how you do it. 844-843-6879. That's how you get us here on the program. We got one more full week in July, and then we have the trade deadline coming up on the 31st, and then we get to August, and yeah, it's almost football time then at that point. So looking forward to that as well. Let me kind of give you an update as to what's going on in the world of fantasy. Before we do that, got to make sure we let you know that fantasy football season is upon us and season-long drafts are in full swing. So the Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty season-long betting and best ball and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com, promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 fantasy football package is only at rotoexperts.com. And yeah, you got to start at some point deciding what you're going to do this fantasy football season. For me, I can wait a little bit longer. I'm in the heat of the baseball. But certainly for those of you who don't play baseball and you want your football, that's coming up as well. All right, so the Major League Baseball scoreboard today, we have a number of games going on. We have a number of games to preview a little bit later. Those of you who are playing DFS, hopefully this gives you a little bit of a idea as to some people that you like. I've done okay this week with giving you some tips here on pitchers and some streaming options, so we'll see if we can make that continue. Top of the fourth inning, Miami taking on San Diego. The Marlins lead 2-1 in this game. Neil Walker with a couple of hits. But the story, of course, is the pitching in this one. Caleb Smith is trying to get through his fourth inning. He's thrown 3 2/3, and he already has 5 strikeouts in this one. Miami leads San Diego again 2-1, top of the fourth inning. Dodgers and Phillies, they're slugging it out right now at Citizens Bank Park. L.A. got back-to-back home runs from Matt Beattie and Kiki Hernandez. Ross Stripling is the pitcher today for L.A. He's gone 2 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. And for Philadelphia, Aaron Nola, 2 1/3, 2 earned runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts, but he has given up those 2 home runs. For Philadelphia today, hits for Kingery, Segura, and Realmuto. And the run that they scored was off the bat of their rookie left fielder, Adam Hasley, who's playing now because Jay Bruce is on the injured list. So they're tied at 2 in the third inning. Top of the second inning, the Blue Jays and Red Sox are scoreless. Toronto today throwing out there another one of their young pitchers, Thomas Pinone, with an ERA of 6. Red Sox have Chris Sale. He struck out the side in the top of the first inning. No score right now between Boston and Toronto. White Sox and Royals are also underway, lucky for me. And the White Sox have already plated 2 runs, an RBI single from Jose Abreu, and also a sacrifice fly from A.J. Reed, their first baseman, who's getting some playing time now. Those runs came off Kyle Keller of Kansas City. Keller's given up 2 earned runs in an inning. White Sox, Ross Detweiler, and is in the bottom of the first inning. He got the first out so far as they continue. Rain out yesterday between Tampa Bay and New York. Yankees, of course. First game of the series of the day, starts at 3 o'clock. It's a day-night doubleheader. Rays play the Yankees, Chirinos, and Herman. And then tonight, Charlie Morton tries to continue his bid to be the AL Cy Young. He's 11-2 with an ERA of 2.35. The Yankees have yet to announce their starting pitcher. Cardinals and Reds tonight. The Reds seem to be slipping out of this thing. They're going to need to pick up some wins pretty quickly. St. Louis is 2 games over .500, and Dakota Hudson starts for the Redbirds. He's 8-4 with a 3.48. Tanner Roark 5-6 with a 3.99. Tigers and Indians tonight. Indians, of course, are on fire. They're now 14 games over .500. Trevor Bauer starts for Cleveland. He had his bobblehead day yesterday. Today he makes a start. He's 8-7 with a 3.65. Matt Boyd, 6-7 with a 3.95 earned run average. Boyd, of course, the subject of a lot of trade rumors at this point, but we'll see if Detroit decides to tear this all the way down, and that would be moving a player like Boyd. Nationals and Braves, Steven Strasburg against Julio Teheran. This will be a big series, of course, in Atlanta. The Nats are 6 games over. The Braves are 9 games over. Teheran 5-6 with a 3.71 earned run average. By the way, Ender Inciarte of the Braves is going through a rehab assignment right now, and there's some question as to what will happen when he gets healthy. Would the Braves consider sending a struggling Austin Riley down? Would Inciarte be a fourth outfielder? We'll just kind of have to wait and see. A's and Twins in an excellent matchup tonight. Mike Fiers, 9-3 with a 3.61 against Kyle Gibson, 8-4 with a 4.03. The A's are 14 games over. The Twins, 22 games over. That'll be an 8-10 Eastern game tonight. Astros and Angels this evening. Wade Miley for Houston. And for the Angels, somehow Matt Harvey is still in this league pitching. Harvey 6-4 with a 6.88 earned run average. Why they signed him, no one will ever know. Miley's had a good year. We're still waiting to get the status of Mike Trout, who's missed the last few games with a little bit of a dinged up calf. You have to wonder if he doesn't play tonight. At that point, it will be a total of 4 games that he will miss. So we'll have to see how it works out with Mike Trout. Brewers and Diamondbacks tonight at 9:40 Eastern. Merrill Kelly and Kyle Davies. We talked about Davies a little bit earlier in the show. Davies has been baseball's best pitcher for the last month. He's 7-2 with a 2.89 earned run average. Merrill Kelly, 7-9 with a 3.93 earned run average. Kelly much better at home than he has been on the road, which isn't always the case for pitchers in Arizona because of the way that ballpark plays. How about the red-hot Giants tonight? Madison Bumgarner, maybe this is his, second-to-last start with San Francisco after the long career he's had. It's certainly a chance of that happening. Bumgarner is 5-7 with a 3.86 earned run average. He'll start against Noah Syndergaard, who's 7-4 with a 4.55 earned run average. And that, indeed, is the scoreboard for today in Major League Baseball. We'll have a much more extended one tomorrow. By the way, in Miami, they've extended their lead to 3-1 as Harold Ramirez has hit a home run. Ramirez with Miami now has 4 home runs since he's been called up to go with his .289 batting average and his .733 OPS. Updating you on a couple of other things that are happening around the league, maybe some issues or injuries, things that you have to pay attention to. This is according to Alex Speier on Twitter. Nate Eovaldi, pitcher on the Boston Red Sox, scoreless inning rehab appearance Thursday. And the Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, has said that there is at least the possibility of Eovaldi being their team's closer when he comes back healthy. Probably going to be another, let's say, 5 to 7 days before we see that happen. But for leagues that you're playing in where he's sitting out there on the waiver wire, you want to grab him because saves are a commodity in every fantasy league. That is for sure. Rich Hill of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah, there's always something going on with him. He's on the 60-day DL with a left forearm strain. It doesn't look like Hill's going to be back anytime soon. So probably a cuttable player in case you need a roster spot. My recommendation would be to potentially let him go. Kenley Jansen could be available tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies, according to Jorge Castillo of Twitter. He says, does Kenley Jansen, that he still wants to be the guy in the 9th inning. But I would also say this. LA being one of the best teams in baseball, if not the best team in baseball, they're absolutely are going to add somebody just in case something happens to Kenley Jansen. And remember, Jansen's health has been an issue over the last couple of years. And Joe Kelly, who has really started to turn around his season, they're going to need somebody to pick up some of that load in August and September. If the Dodgers are going to be playing meaningful games for the postseason, and you know that's definitely going to happen, the last thing that you want is to overwork Jansen and then not have him ready for, let's say, the NLCS or even the World Series. The Dodgers are in this for the long haul, and they'll probably have to get some help. I don't think the Giants are going to help them by sending them a player like Will Smith, but I absolutely could see Colome, Shane Green, Iglesias, one of those type of players traded. So I certainly would keep an eye on that as well. Don't forget to download our show every day via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We send these out as soon as the show is over. You can listen on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, fantasysportsnetwork.com is our website. For those of you who maybe have your phone filled with too much memory, you could just go to the website every single day and just search for my show, FST, and hit play. And if for whatever reason you don't want to do that, which I'm not sure why you wouldn't, you could also check out audioboom.com, which is an audio capturing site. We'll play that our show in different pieces. For example, the first hour, second hour of our show, so you can listen on demand 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We'll take a quick time out. In case you missed our show a couple days ago, we had reliever of the St. Louis Cardinals on the show, John Gant. Thought it was a pretty insightful interview as to what's going on with St. Louis as they continue their push for the postseason. And we'll hear from him next. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here at about 1:40 Eastern Time here on the show. John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals, 7-0 on the season, 2.54 earned run average, and has really emerged in 2019 as one of the best setup men, swing men in all of Major League Baseball. He joins us now here on the show to talk about that success and about what's going on with the Cardinals. Johnny, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be on.
Well, listen, John, I saw you pitch a bunch in the spring, and as a starting pitcher, I thought that you had a great shot to crack the rotation. And so that didn't happen. But then the success that you've had out of the bullpen has made me even more excited for you. I know you don't aspire necessarily to be a bullpen guy, but, man, you have been lights out this year. What happened?
Just having fun playing baseball, man. Like you said, didn't crack that starting rotation, which was the original plan. But, God takes us on the path we're supposed to be on in life, and found myself in the bullpen having a great time and just being able to help the team, and that's my job. That's what I love to do.
Yeah, and somehow, the interesting part of this, John, I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people some people think wins matter, some people don't. I remember talking to Miles before the season, and I asked him if wins still meant something, and he said to me point blank, if you don't think wins mean something, then you're a loser. And there you are. I mean, point blank, he said it. And then here you are with 7 wins on the season, and we talk reality, we talk fantasy on this show. I know a lot of that is right place, right time, but, man, it certainly seems as though you're just racking up those wins this year.
Yeah, most of that, just like you said, right place, right time. But I think wins do matter. The only thing that matters in our game are team wins. At the end of the day, this is a team sport, so all the individual stats don't really matter at all when you get down to it. So, we're looking for those team wins, and that's it.
John Gant is with us. He's in the bullpen for the St. Louis Cardinals, 2.54 earned run average, has also picked up a few saves. And, John, in the bullpen, when you're sitting out there waiting, I know it's been a bunch of different guys out there. You've been one of them. Unfortunately, Jordan Hicks went down with the injury. And now it seems, at least for the time being, that Carlos is back, Carlos Martinez, and he's getting saves as well. When you watch him, does he seem to feel comfortable in that role? I know he was a bullpen guy a few years ago, and now he's back in that role again. What are you seeing there?
No doubt about it, he's comfortable in that role. You see how he comes out and just attacks hitters with all his stuff, which is unreal, by the way. He might have the best stuff on the team. Just a crazy talented dude, and he wants it bad, and it's impressive to see what he can go out there and do for this team.
Yeah, and I think that him being in the ninth inning, or you or anyone else, it gives the team a very big boost. But there's always, as you go along the season, you have adversity, I guess that's the best way to put it. But right now you guys are playing good baseball, and you're a couple of games over .500. The one thing that I wanted to ask you, John, is it seems like a lot of pitchers, even in your rotation, are having a harder time getting guys out. And one of the reasons why they've mentioned is because perhaps the baseball is different. And who to speak to would be better than to talk to somebody like you who's actually having a really good season despite of what everyone is saying. So are you kind of buying into that? Do you think there's something to it? Does it feel different? Do you see it coming off the bat different? Because the stats all look like that there is definitely something different going on. But what do you think? Is there?
The baseballs are flying off the bat this year, but you never really know. I mean, I don't know if anybody's conducting an investigation or anything like that. I know one thing, and that is that every pitcher in the league is pitching with the same baseball, and every hitter in the league is hitting the same baseball. So I don't think there's any advantage or disadvantage that has been created. I think, we're all playing the same game. So that's it, you know.
All right. Well, we'll see if that is indeed the case. We'll see if these two. My worry, John, is that I think I have baseball figured out this year for the numbers. And then when I try to predict what happens next year, I may be completely wrong, because if the ball changes or something like that, then I look foolish, and we know how that goes. John, do you follow other sports, basketball, football? Like what kind of piques your interest when you're done playing during the regular season? What do you do in the off season?
I don't watch too many other sports. I love to play other sports, but watching just doesn't really do it for me. In the off season, I like to fish. I like to hang out with my friends. I'll go stay at a friend of mine's property in Georgia. Got a bunch of acres. I'll go run around in the woods and just hang out outside all day.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to take some sort of break from playing baseball. What did you do with the All-Star break? What did you do with that? You know, by the way, I know you probably don't want to go too far into this, but it was a disgrace to me that you did not make the All-Star team. I just want to say it on your behalf. I know you won't say it, but man, you should have been on that team. I don't know how you didn't. You were, I mean, one of the best bullpen arms in all of baseball. I know there's always going to be a limit as to how many guys they could put in there. So without you commenting on it, I wanted to say that for you. So there you go.
Well, I appreciate you thinking so.
All right. So what did you do during the All-Star break when you were not in the game?
During the All-Star break, I went and hung out with my family. They were in Daytona Beach. Family's gone there every year since I can remember, every summer, same time. So went and hung out with them, and it was a whole lot of fun, man. Got some much-needed rest and relaxation, and it was nice to see them for a change.
You know, it's really hot, by the way, here. I know that you play in Jupiter in spring training, Johnny, here in Florida. I live in Hollywood, about an hour south of Jupiter. And okay. it's like 95 degrees here every day. You're luckier in the Midwest for the time being. I know that's not where you're
getting to be that time of year, huh?
Yeah, man. It is super hot. Johnny Gant is with us here, a bullpen arm in the St. Louis Cardinals. A couple more minutes with him. And so I guess the natural question here, John, is that I follow the Cardinals as closely as any other team in baseball. You guys have arguably the most passionate fans in baseball. And up until about a week ago, you probably would have determined the season a little bit of a disappointment, but here you guys go right again. It looks like Milwaukee's falling back a little bit. You guys are playing real well. Nobody really knows for sure where the Cubs are going to be. What do you think the second half of the season, the final 60 or 70 so games, are going to look like for you guys? Because I really don't even know.
Well, you know, we got high hopes about it. There's a lot of baseball left to play, a lot of time to make a push. And like you've been saying, we're playing good baseball right now. So we're very excited for what the future holds. And just ready to keep this ball rolling, ready to make this push.
All right, last question for John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals. I obviously know that your goal long-term, like a lot of pitchers in the big leagues, is probably to be a starter. But sometimes things don't work out and you excel at different roles. I know that the rest of the season, it's pretty obvious at this point, the Cardinals, I don't think, are going to change what you're doing there. You've been so successful at it. Do you think that your future holds more of a bullpen? Would you like to go back to being a starter in the future? Just so I can kind of get an idea for when we talk next year, what we talked about this year. What do you think inevitably holds in your future?
Hard to answer a future question like that. I can tell you I'm having a great time doing what I'm doing in the bullpen right now. I previously had always seen myself as a starter, but like I said earlier, you know, God puts us in these situations, and here I am in the situation where I feel it is right where I belong and right where I'm supposed to be at this moment. As far as what the future holds for me, I can't say for sure. If they need me to start, then I'll be real happy doing that. And if they need me to stay in the bullpen, I'll be real happy doing that. I just want to help this team any way I can and have fun doing it.
Well, you're having fun this year for sure. I know that the Cardinals are going to play well here in these last 70 games. You guys played really well down the stretch last year and just came up a little bit short. You'll get guys healthy back. And then I'll look forward to catching up with you again in spring training, Johnny, and next year here on the show. I really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the season. And I'm really pulling for you here, especially on one of my fantasy teams. I got you. You've helped me out big time. So thanks again, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals here on the show. Thanks again for him coming on the program. All right, so John Gant, who joined us earlier in the week on the show, thought we would play that back for you. Always great to get guests from Major League Baseball on our program and talk a little fantasy, a little reality. And a lot of these guys play fantasy football as well, and that's kind of the draw to have some of these guys come on, and always a lot of fun to hear from them. Gant, as I mentioned, is just having some fantastic year. I love it when I draft a reliever, and I just am looking for ratios, and I end up picking up a bunch of wins. What if Gant ended up with like 11 wins on the season? He may not win a game the rest of the year. He had 7 wins, I think, after June. But when you're on it, look, I'll tell you, when you're on a good team with an offense that's struggling, those are the kind of teams where you can target the guy who comes in the 7th inning or the 8th inning, and you could potentially get yourself a few wins. It's not easy to identify. It really isn't. Look, I'm the same guy that has Sir Anthony Dominguez on a lot of my teams too, okay? So there is no secret sauce. There is no exact science. But part of what we do here on FNTSY is we try to dive a little bit deeper into this. And although I started this show well after the draft season, next year when we have draft season, we'll be able to really have I think next year on this show, we're going to put together the best 2-month fantasy baseball draft preview live on radio that has ever been seen before. And I'm ready to do that. Now, remember, I did not start here until June. And honestly, in terms of fantasy baseball, out of every 100 people that play season-long fantasy baseball, when you get to June, you're down to about 75% of those people that still care. It's just true. You lose a percentage of people after April, after May, after June. This is what happens. Same thing happens in fantasy football. No different. You play in one fantasy football league, you're 1-6. What are you doing in the month of November? Do you care? No. Maybe you go to DFS, you go to some other thing, you do a redraft league. Same thing happens in baseball. So unfortunately, here on our network, I didn't catch you guys until we were well underway. And that's part of it. Not next year. Next year, I'll be here for it. Speaking of which, one of our guests that we had early in the week, Fernando Tatis Jr., I spoke to him. He just hit his 15th home run of the season off Caleb Smith. And so it looks like we have a little intrigue today at Marlins Park. 3-2, Miami leads San Diego. Also in the bottom of the 3rd inning, the Phillies are threatening as that score is all tied up at 2-2, Dodgers and Philadelphia Phillies. Still no score between the Blue Jays and Red Sox as they play in the 3rd. And in the bottom of the 2nd inning, the White Sox still lead the Royals by a score of 2-0. Now, coming up next here on the show, as we always do, we play a little game of You Make the Call earlier in the show. We ask you to go to our Twitter handle, at FNTSY Radio, and vote. And we asked you to vote on which teams should be sellers at the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And we gave you four choices on the vote, but three choices in terms of baseball. Choice one, Arizona Diamondbacks. Choice two, San Francisco Giants. Choice three, Texas Rangers. And choice four, all of the above. And you guys have made your voice loud and clear on this show today. So what we'll do is when we come back after the break, it's time for a little exit velocity. We'll tell you what you guys thought. I'll tell you what I think of your votes. And then we'll send it over to our friends Dr. Roto and Adam Ronis over at Full Time Fantasy coming up in less than 10 minutes from now. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow at noon. Before we do that, let's end the show with a little exit velo, and we do it after this. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. They need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, time to end this out here. It's a little Fantasy Sports Today, the final countdown, the final couple minutes of our show, but we'll be back tomorrow to give you a preview of the fantasy weekend. Everything going on in sports, we cover it here. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, Netflix. Anything that's going on, we'll cover it here on this show. You know we will. But before we go, what we like to do here on the show is end it with a strong take of some kind, although sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. I'm just being honest with you. In this particular case, we asked you to vote. You guys did. And so let's close out our show with a little exit velocity.
How can you feel the need? The need for speed.
Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, let's end the show with a little exit velo here. We asked you to vote on our poll of the day at FNTSY Radio, and I asked you the question, which teams should be sellers in Major League Baseball? The options are, of course, the Arizona Diamondbacks. What do you think they should do? San Francisco Giants. What do you think they should do? Texas Rangers. That was choice C. And then, of course, choice D was all of the above. And you guys have spoken. And you know what? You're right. You are right. All three of those teams that I just mentioned are all playing for the wild card. They're not playing for the division. And that is the key difference at the trade deadline for a lot of these teams, folks. That's what you got to do. You have to make sure that if you're a team that's only playing for one game in the postseason, trade your commodities. It is rare for a team in this one-game playoff to win, go on win another series, go on to win the pennant, and go on to win the World Series. It's really tough. I don't recommend it, and therefore we end the show with that. Good choice by you guys, smart people listening to the show on our Exit Velocity segment. That will do it for our program today on this Thursday. Coming up next, it's Full-Time Fantasy. Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto, they're standing by with the latest in fantasy football and everything going on in our world of fantasy sports. Thanks again to our producer, Chris Bavona. Thanks, of course, to our guests who came on the show, Matt Modica. I'll be back with you guys on the show tomorrow at noon for another edition of Fantasy Sports Today. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.